Public Utilities Commission ad hoc meeting, which happens occasionally. So welcome, and hope you learn a little bit about what we do in the public utilities world today. With that, Commissioner Feagin and myself are in the meeting room. Commissioner Hansen is on the telephone. We do have a quorum. The sole item of business today is EL 11-006 in the matter of the complaint by Oak Tree Energy LLC against Northwestern Energy for refusing to enter into a purchase power agreement. And the singular item that we're going to be dealing with today is a motion filed by Oak Tree requesting that the motion to compel be heard on an expedited fashion pursuant to SEC L15-6-6 sub D. That is the only issue we're going to deal with today. And with that, I will turn it over to Yvette LaFrance for your motion for expedited hearing.
Thank you, Chairman. Oak Tree did file a motion to expedite this hearing on their second motion to compel. Basically, we are looking at a situation where time is running short as far as when we need to get our testimony filed, pre-hearing motions. Our hearing is scheduled for the end of March, which will be coming rather quickly. If Oak Tree does not, we feel that Oak Tree will be prejudiced by this if we don't get an expedited hearing in the manner that we will have to, will not have the information prior to when we have to file some of our testimony, and we do not want to push back this hearing date any more than it's already pushed back. Second of all, Northwestern Energy will not be prejudiced by this. They have been aware of our situation, of our what we have wanted from them. They, you know, there's been nothing that we've hidden. So, you know, as far as them being able to respond in this short fashion, it shouldn't prejudice them at all.
Thank you. And before I turn to Northwestern, for the benefit of the students that are here with us, I'm just going to give them a little bit of background as to where we're at. The Public Utilities Commission is dealing with a dispute right now between Northwestern Energy and a group called Oak Tree Energy. And ultimately, that dispute is headed for a hearing towards the end of March. And in moving towards that, we have got some procedural disputes that have arisen. And that's what we're dealing with today, is one of those procedural disputes. And the question specifically is whether we can deal with one of those disputes at our regular meeting tomorrow, or whether we need to wait a longer time frame in order to deal with that particular issue. And so that's the very narrow issue that we're dealing with today, is whether we can handle that in an expedited matter at our regular meeting tomorrow, or whether we need to wait a longer time period with that. The other thing I would notice, we have a legislative page that has probably not by chance wandered into the room, but my daughter Rebecca is paging this a couple of weeks, and I said, if you want to see what Dad does sometimes as a commissioner, why stop into the meeting? So welcome, Rebecca. With that, Northwestern.
Chairman Nelson, on behalf of Northwestern, Al Brogan will be taking the arguments for us.
Go ahead, Al.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. I guess I'd like to back up a little bit, if I could, with respect to this motion to expedite. What Oak Tree is asking for is the motion to expedite a hearing on a motion to compel. The motion to compel was filed on February 8, 2012. Pursuant to the rules procedure, the earliest that there could have been a hearing on that matter would have been February 23rd. If we allowed the 10 days provided for by South Dakota statute, and we eliminated the intervening weekends and holidays. I'd point out that that date would only have been the earliest if Oak Tree had also served a notice of hearing on the same day, which they didn't do. And assuming that the commission had said the motion for hearing on that day, then Northwestern would have had until February 15th to respond. Now, Oak Tree is basically asking for an expedited hearing, eliminating, for all practical purposes, Northwestern's time to respond. If today the commission sets a hearing for tomorrow, essentially Northwestern's only had a single day's notice of that hearing. I would point out that in the motion for expedition, the complainants merely asked the commission to exercise its discussion or its discretion. It did not. The motion did not provide any legal or factual basis for shortening the time. Certainly, the commission has the authority to shorten the time for cause shown. But unfortunately, in this case, Oak Tree, in its motion, did not even attempt to show any cause for an order fixing a different period. Northwestern requests that the commission set the hearing on the motion to compel for February 28th, which is 10 days from today, eliminating the intervening weekends and holidays, and require Northwestern to file any response to the motion to compel no later than February 21st. Contrary to Ms. LaGrance's representations, if the commission were to set an earlier date, Northwestern will be denied a meaningful opportunity to respond to the issues raised in the motion to compel and will be denied its rights to due process. We believe that the motion to compel has brought in issues that we had never seen before. For example, the challenge to the, or at least the apparent challenge to the qualifications of Northwestern's experts to be an expert. That's not something we'd ever seen. And we feel it brings in things that Oak Tree has had ample opportunity in the past to respond to. But those are things that really go to the merits of the motion to compel, and I don't think they should be served today. With
if
that,
I
will shut up.
Al, thank you. I appreciate that. We do have a representative from Northwestern in the room. Anything to add? Okay, thank you. With that, staff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Kara Semler for staff. Staff is concerned about a delay in this matter. We think a delay could prejudice Oak Tree. You know, this hearing's been delayed once already, and we set our procedural schedule. We set testimony dates with March in mind. I'm afraid if we wait until the 28th to hear this matter, it could affect testimony dates, which ultimately could affect the hearing date. I understand that, you know, some tax, limited tax credits may be very important to one of the parties, to Oak Tree, and I hate to prejudice their opportunity to take advantage of that. If we delay this hearing, construction could get put off, and we just simply can't prejudge the results of the hearing at this time. I'm not concerned, staff's not concerned about a single day notice for holding a hearing on the substantive issue. We do have a 24-hour notice requirement. We can comply with that if the commission chooses to hear this tomorrow. And, you know, the parties have been debating these issues for several weeks, and I don't think it's impossible for Northwestern to put its thoughts together for a meeting tomorrow.
Thank you. And with that, I think I'm going to go back to the two parties for any rebuttal from both of them before we go to commissioner questions. Ms. LaFrance.
Thank you. I just want to reiterate something that Ms. Semler did bring up as far as whether Northwestern will be able to have an adequate time to respond. She is correct in that we have discussed these issues in the past. And in fact, we did attempt to, we had wanted to do some depositions of these experts and ran into a situation where Northwestern did not want to work with us as far as being able to do those telephonically. So we did agree to this limited discovery. I do understand that our motion was filed on the 8th of February. However, I did talk to Ms. Dannon prior to that. I did let her know that this was our intention if we could not work this out between just the parties. So they have been aware of this for longer than, you know, just since the 8th of February. In addition, I do want to reiterate again what Ms. Semler said about the tax credits. There are some tax credits that are available to Oak Tree, some production tax credits, and if the operation is not up and running by the end of 2012, we would no longer qualify for those. So that is a substantial prejudice in Oak Tree's mind if we don't continue on this track to hearing in March.
Thank you. Mr. Brogan?
Mr. Chairman, with all due respect, I do have to disagree. I have a hearing in front of the Montana Public Service Commission that begins at 9 o'clock on Wednesday morning. To try to spend today getting ready for a hearing tomorrow, when faced with that other hearing, really prejudices Northwestern in one or both of those hearings. Ms. Dannon has a long-time prior commitment to be out of the state starting tomorrow. She's not available for a hearing tomorrow. She'll be in Arizona. I'm not even sure that I can represent Northwestern before the commission without Ms. Dannon present, as I'm admitted pro hoc vice. So there is substantial prejudice to Northwestern trying to go forward tomorrow. Contrary to staff's position that the delay in responding to discovery or delay in deciding the discovery matter necessarily prejudices Oak Tree, it seems to me that in making that statement, staff has bought into Oak Tree's attempt to totally turn the procedural schedule and what appears to be normal South Dakota procedure on its head. As I understand the procedural order that was initially issued and then modified, it was anticipated that both parties would do all of their discovery before testimony would come in. Very similar to what happens in a civil procedure in a court. The procedural schedule did not provide for rounds of discovery following Oak Tree's submission of initial testimony, following Northwestern's submission of its initial and response testimony, or in the future, following submission of Oak Tree's rebuttal testimony. Oak Tree had plenty of opportunity to engage in discovery basically from July through December. It was only after Northwestern filed its testimony that suddenly it wanted additional discovery. An additional discovery that basically is not afforded to Northwestern. This whole process is starting to turn into a procedure that seems to be weighted heavily against and biased against Northwestern and weighted heavily for Oak Tree. Now, it may, and really the disagreement is, as I think all know, is just what is the price to be paid, Oak Tree? I don't think there's any other disagreement. But it seems as if Oak Tree's counsel has chosen to try to do things on a very short time frame where they have the advantage and nobody else can respond. And given outside commitments to other dockets that both of the Northwestern's attorneys do have, and outside commitments for other matters, there is just no possible way that it can reasonably respond to the motion to compel by tomorrow.
Thank you. Staff, any further comments? Thank you. Questions from commissioners? Yes.
This is Commissioner Hansen. I will have some comments, but I don't believe I have any questions.
Okay, thank you. I'm not seeing any questions here. Is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman?
Commissioner Hansen.
I've been examining the question that's before the commission right now on how shall the commission rule on Oak Tree's motion, and I assume we are either having a motion in support or a motion in opposition to it, but I'm not certain. A lot of times we take things in a positive fashion just so that we know whether a yes vote is in favor or a yes vote is in opposition to it. Do you wish to proceed with a positive motion regardless of how someone's going to vote, or how are you looking at this?
I would prefer a specific motion, you know, either a motion to grant or a motion to dismiss. Either way.
All right. Well, Mr. Chairman, I'm going to make a motion to dismiss Oak Tree's motion at this time, and then I would like to follow with comments.
Certainly. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In the past, and I recognize that today's PUC is not in any way chained to the policies of the past, but the standard operating procedure of the PUC has always been that we would err with caution to allow for enough time for all parties to completely vent their positions. And sometimes that does create a protracted docket. The durations are changed periodically based upon the needs and the desires, and we try to be flexible in that regard. It appears in this particular situation that both parties are in a position where they could potentially be prejudiced, and so it's not a clear call by any means. I make the motion to deny because, frankly, three concerns. One is the fact that even though the Northwestern has been working on this for a period of time, as we all have, giving them a 24-hour notice, basically, and granted, we can argue that it wasn't 24 because they know that this is coming up, but it's been explained to us that the challenges that exist. So I think both parties are in a position where they could be prejudiced by this, and so it's somewhat of a dilemma as to weighing the pros and cons of the two. And so I look at the standard operating procedure where we always allow parties to completely be prepared and go through their process. The other is that making use of subsidies from the federal government or tax breaks it needs to be secondary to making certain that all the parties have the opportunity to and that the PUC has the opportunity to go through the docket properly. I recall back in 2003 when we had a brand new governor and a lot of new folks, two new folks in the PUC and a variety of new folks in the legislature, and we passed a tax reduction at that time in order to allow a wind farm to go forward. That was passed not necessarily early in the legislative process, but it was passed during the legislative process. And then subsequent to that passage, the company built the entire wind farm within a six-month period and had the production tax credits, and the electricity was flowing. And so I've seen that. I was surprised by that, frankly, that they were able to do that quickly. And now when I look at wind farms, I see a number of them being built that rapidly. Certainly the front-end portion of securing land and things of that nature takes longer, but I understand that's been done in this case. And certainly if they are planning on using the PTC, then they would be in a position at this time that if they're a responsible company, that they would be in capable of constructing it. And when we look at that argument alone, just on its bare face, then we look at it from a standpoint of how quickly is this really going to speed up the process? Is it going to add, is it going to eliminate 3 days? Is it going to eliminate 10 days? I don't think that it's going to eliminate so much time that it's, even if it's a month, it's not that critical of a period of time that it's going to make a difference. And I fully believe that they are still going to be able to accomplish their construction within that timeline. So for that reason, I made the motion. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Further comments? Commissioner Feigin.
I just have a question on if this would delay the hearing that is set for March 22nd, if we do not give them the authority, a motion to compel.
John Smith.
Thank you. I guess it's hard to say, honestly. The hearing right now is scheduled for March 22nd. So it depends, you know, on when. Okay, if we don't want to hear this tomorrow, I think the other issue is when do you want to hear it? You know, it was filed on the 8th. The 10 full days is on the 18th. However, I don't know. I hate to, I guess, contradict Al in this, but for a question like this, I mean, to me, the amount of preparation, they made the objections when they decided not to respond to certain of the discovery requests. I mean, they made objections. So, I mean, the basic rationale for what they did is already there, you know. But here's where we're at right now. The next deadlines we've got in the procedural schedule are Oak Tree's testimony on the 17th is when that's scheduled. And the pre-filed motion date is the 24th. Now, if you were to push this all the way back to the 28th, now we're down to, you know, I guess we have to assume then that we should push those testimony dates back to, at some point, reasonable period after that.
May I ask a quick question, Chairman mm-hmm. Nelson?
Certainly.
Could we make a compromise, Mr. Smith, on instead of the entire 10 days and the 1 day, can we make a compromise mm-hmm. among those dates?
I think so. And if it was filed on the 8th, then, you know, the actual 10-day period would be the 19th. So is that right, or 18th?
I think one of the problems is we don't have a meeting scheduled until the 28th, right. So we would have to find a time in the schedule where the commissioners could convene for another ad hoc. And I don't have that schedule here. So even if we can compromise, I think, you know, the next meeting date would play a big role in a compromise.
Well, I'm certainly willing to compromise my schedule
to make it work.
Mr. Chairman?
Go ahead, Commissioner Hansen.
Mr. Chairman, I think that's an excellent idea that Commissioner Feigin has just mentioned. I think a compromise date would be, granted there's some challenges, as Ms. Semler has pointed out, from lining up folks for that meeting, but I think that makes great sense.
And if you'll give me just a moment, I'm looking at a calendar. So if the 18th is the day, that's a Saturday, so the earliest that we could deal with this would be a week from today on the 20th, if I'm reading that correctly.
And one thing to keep in mind, too, is Oak Tree's rebuttal testimony is due the 17th, so that date will need to be pushed back. And then, as Mr. Smith mentioned, the motion date for the 24th, so we're still going to have to push all that back, but maybe not as far.
Okay.
And Monday is a holiday. I've been.
Wait a minute. I thought we were all going to be flexible here. Okay. Thank you. Any further questions, Commissioner Feigin?
Well, General Counsel Smith, I'm asking for you to help me with this.
What do you.
So then, what substitute motion would there be? And I don't think, I guess Gary hasn't made a motion.
I believe Commissioner Hansen made a motion to deny.
Okay.
Let me weigh in here before we go any further with any other motions and see if that has any impact. I guess two things that I would say. First of all, to Mr. Brogan, and I do not want to get in an argument with you, but your contention that this commission has in some way tilted the tables, I reject that. This commission has made no decisions to this point that in any way tip the tables one way or the other on this matter. And so I simply reject that assertion. On this particular issue, I am inclined to not support Commissioner Hansen's motion for the simple reason that the issues that are going to be dealt with in the motion to compel are issues that did not just occur on February 8th. I think these are issues that both sides have been wrestling with. There was some indication that there was some verbal conversations prior to February 8th on these issues. I don't think that the arguments that are going to need to be made if this were to be held tomorrow are something that will be created in the next 24 hours. I think these are arguments that both sides have thought through probably pretty carefully, and I don't think would be difficult to put together in the next 24 hours. So having said that, I do not intend to support Commissioner Hansen's motion at this time. And now I'm going to look back to Commissioner Feagin and see if she has another motion.
Are you offering an amendment or a substitute motion?
One just asking, will it work if we make a compromise, or is it just going to confuse and push back, still probably push back our hearing date if we make a compromise?
Oh, I don't think it necessarily has to, no. I mean, we've got, you know, as things stand right now, we've got approximately 4 weeks following what's the current last date on the procedural schedule. Now, we could push that back. That's pre-hearing motions. Again, it's not at all infrequent for us to have that pre-hearing motion date closer to the hearing than we're at now. So we have a little bit of room. We have some room. But we will have to, I think no matter what, we're going to probably have to push back the 17th date, no matter what, for pre-filed.
So regardless on what motion, we're thinking about three different motions here, three different commissioners, three different motions. Mm-hmm. We would still have to push back the 17th procedural.
I think so, because I think Oak Tree's basic position in requesting what it's requested under the motion to compel is information that it intends to use to prepare its testimony, which it won't have until not only you decide on the motion to compel, but then, assuming you grant it, I don't know if you will or not, but if you do, then there's going to have to be some time for Northwestern to be able to respond to that discovery. So I don't see how the 17th can feasibly work at this point in time.
Thank you for your feedback. Mm-hmm. And I believe both parties have worked on this hard, too, and they know pretty much where they're going. And if regardless of what we do, we have to push it back, I am compelled to go with Commissioner Nelson's motion, because at least it'll keep us on a tighter schedule so we can have the hearing date on March 22nd and I think 23rd. This was filed nearly a year ago, and we need to complete our work and making sure the parties also can complete their docket too.
Since I haven't made a motion, let's take Commissioner Hansen's motion first and then see where we end up with that. Any further discussion? Seeing none, we will vote on Commissioner Hansen's motion to deny. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Feagin.
Feagin votes no.
And Nelson votes no. Motion fails. Is there another motion? I will I will move to grant Oak Tree's motion to expedite the hearing. Discussion. Seeing none, all those in favor vote aye. Commissioner Hansen?
No.
Commissioner Feagin?
Feagin votes aye.
And Commissioner Nelson votes aye. Motion carries, and the motion is granted. Any further business?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
This is Mr. Brogan?
Yes.
As our South Dakota counsel, Ms. Dannon, is unavailable tomorrow, would the commission allow me to represent Northwestern, I guess by phone, without local counsel being present?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We understand that, and understand we're sensitive, and we do understand the complications here. But I think the majority of the commission wants to move this forward, and so we will certainly work with you on that. Further questions? Seeing none, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Motion to adjourn. Those in favor, Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Feagin.
Feagin votes aye.
Commissioner Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. We are adjourned.